When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, it's Friday night here at Citizens Bank Park. There was a good crowd on hand. The Phils got out to an early lead, and things were looking good there for a little while. But, well, not meant to be, as the Kansas City Royals come all the way back, and they take game one of this three-game series. And the Phils will look to win the next two in hopes of winning this first series of a long homestand here in South Philadelphia. But the good news is it's Friday night, so we don't have to spend a whole lot of time talking about this game because it's the Friday Night Roundtable. And Scott Fransky is here. Larry Anderson is here.
Hi,
John
Murph.
Kruk is going to be here soon. Hi, guys. Yeah, not the way the Phillies drew it up. You have a team that comes into Citizens Bank Park having won only 35 games so far this season out of, what, 110 that they had played? But they've won seven straight now, Larry. They're the hottest team in baseball.
They are. They are. Watch out.
I know.
They've come out. They got nothing to lose. They got nothing to play for. They're just going out there and have fun and see what they can do. And they got some talented kids there. And they just put it to the Phillies.
That never seems to bode well early on for the Phils.
No. You get the 5 and 6 ERAs, then we're in trouble. It's been a problem.
Well, it was a problem tonight, and they just couldn't. They got their hits. They got their extra base hits.
Yep.
They just couldn't push anything across. I mean, Scott, it's
two for 12.
They scored 5 runs. They gave up 7 runs.
True.
That's why they lost.
Yeah.
They lost because they gave up 7 runs, not because the offense didn't. I mean, I get there were chances to hit, you know, get more runs, but they gave up 7, and you go back in that the game they lost in Miami, you know, that they gave up 9, mm-hmm. right? The game they lost in Pittsburgh, they lost 7-6, right? 6 runs should be enough to win. And it's
should
not.
Be.
You know, and again, I'm not saying, you know, that's the way it is. It's sometimes you're going to lose high scoring, 7-5s, you know, 8-9 or whatever it was the other night. You know, Aaron Nola, I'm sure he would tell you. I mean, I don't know what he would tell you, but
probably
I don't think
he made
very
a
good.
Few bad pitches.
Well, and he definitely did that.
But he says that all the time. He makes more than a few, and he's got to be better. And then if he whatever.
Well, hopefully he can be better. Hi, John. Welcome to the roundtable. Nope. Let's turn you on. Yep. There we go.
And then talking to that round thing at the top.
No, I'm good.
He's new to the media.
Yeah, Murph does turn me on, though. Appreciate that.
I appreciate that. Thanks, John. How'd it look from your angle, John?
What's another word for?
Don't say it.
Crappy?
There's a couple that I could think of, but we won't go there.
I thought CB was on his game, though, tonight.
Well, he waited till the third pitch to miss a call.
Well, it ain't bad.
Scott was talking about CB. He was reaching in his pocket. What did he reach him for, a wad or something? He's looking for the coin.
That was a good line.
That was a good line, Larry. Every now and then you're funny. That's right.
John, let me get your thoughts, baby. Let me get your thoughts, shallow and or deep.
I got my new shallow thoughts T-shirt.
Oh, you got one already?
Yeah.
Nice.
Shallow thoughts by Larry Anderson. What did I get? I like that one. I got you're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
Well, that one fits for both of you.
Yes, it does.
Let's not exclude anybody, Murph.
I just haven't got my shirt yet.
It's coming.
That's I know.
That's your new endeavor with the good folks at Hog Island Press.
They do great stuff.
They're the best T-shirts.
They're so comfortable, those shirts.
They really are.
Yeah. I got to get one for my daughter, though, because she likes to sleep with Larry every night.
Well, you know.
That's a different Larry every night.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. She's only human.
I'm hoping to get the one that says, if a guy's a good fastball hitter, should I throw him a bad fastball? I like that one. All right, John, let me get your deep thought on the standing ovation tonight. I'm sure you covered it from top to bottom over there on television.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I didn't have an issue with that. Look, if he's going to get out of this thing, which, you know, it's already August and he hasn't yet, but he's going to need support not only from his teammates but everyone around this ballpark, and they showed it tonight.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just – it seems like to me he's like his timing is really off. But, like, you watch his practice swings, he's real whippy with his hands. And I think that's why he's in front of balls, because, you know, the breaking ball comes, and then right at the point of impact, he whips his hands, and then now his bat speeds up, and he's out in front. I like to see him hit more with a firmer bottom hand.
But that, like, the last at bat, though, it looked like it was just uncertain. Should I swing it or should I not? And just, you can't, I don't think you can, I don't know anything about hitting, but I know that if I'm not committed to hitting a pitch, I'm not going to hit it.
Exactly.
And even if I am committed, I'm not going to hit it.
Well, yes, but that's
might.
Just you.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you will be committed.
Or should
we're
be.
We're working on that. Yeah, we're working on that. Yeah, you know, I thought it was a good moment. You know, easily the fans could have gone the other way and you know, taken it to them and you know, giving them a hard time based on.
Did you guys get invited to the picnic?
Yeah, Scott's over there chowing down on. What are we eating?
Weekenders.
This is something that a fan brought. The Weekender.
Okay.
It's a bag of chips.
Are they any good?
Named after Larry. Well.
Oh, I see. Well, you're not the Weekender anymore.
No.
So,
Schmitty,
you're
shout
the home
out,
stander.
A shout out to Matt Hess.
All right, Matt Hess.
Who brought these at some point, I believe, during the last homestand.
Right. It was.
Where in the heck were you hiding them?
I wasn't hiding them at all. They've been sitting on the desk in there for 2 weeks.
I took a bag home.
I will tell you this. I had my eyes on them. If he didn't pick those babies up, they were going in my backpack.
They were going. Yeah. They're going.
I know you like chips. You're welcome to take them.
No. I'm good.
Does Matt Hess know that the way to our hearts is with ice cold beverages too?
Yeah. Well, he said a six pack of lager wasn't going to make it through the gate.
I took a bag home.
Best I could do.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah, I took a bag home.
Yeah.
These two are just having a conversation over here.
How are the chips, though?
What chips?
Reel it back in.
The ones back you got in. Hungry for.
Back in.
Tubes, are you letting us get off the rail again?
That's
I heard
his
the
job.
Last time, John, I heard the last time that you did this show, you just walked out on him.
That's true.
I wasn't here. The night after the All-Star break, he just walked out.
Oh, that was
the
fireworks night, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought we were done.
Well, I know you did because you walked out.
The fastest I moved in 10 years.
Yeah, I was just happy to see you be able to get down there.
First
and your feet
step
move
first
that
step was really good.
He's got a head of steam. We're not going to stop him.
No.
He's liable to pull something
once,
if you try.
Once the old Mo gets going forward, that's momentum, Larry.
Momentum.
John, your thoughts on Aaron Nola tonight? We heard Larry's thoughts and what he thinks is the problem, but what did you see tonight?
Just what we've seen all year, inconsistency. He'll throw one breaking ball, you're like, holy gosh, he got that thing working tonight, and then as soon as he hang one, the dang thing gets hit a mile. That one, what's his name hit?
Yeah. I don't know what that was. I tried to get it, but this thing said it's unable to load right now. I'm like, of course, the one time I want to see what the pitch was, I don't know if it was a changeup, a cutter, or a fastball.
I
but
don't
was,
know either.
I know where it was located.
Yeah.
It's not a good spot.
Right up there off the second deck.
No.
Yeah, it's
– before it got hit, where it was located.
Yeah, we know where it ended up, right? All right. Well, yeah, it wasn't great tonight, obviously. And to Scott's point, the reason – they end up losing this game is really because the pitching couldn't hold it. The bullpen was just okay. It was a big insurance run there at the end that they were able to get with the sac bunt. And, you know, that two-run deficit feels so much bigger than that one-run deficit at that point of the game. So,
especially when you're 2-for-12 with men in scoring position.
Yeah. It's not like they didn't have their chances tonight. But they'll get back at it tomorrow in hopes of evening up this series. And speaking of tomorrow – I know you're all excited. I know John's excited about it. What are you? Are you eating the microphone?
No, I don't know how.
Take it out of your mouth.
Well, I don't know how a piece of hair got in my mouth in like the ninth inning.
You have a mustache. Do you know that?
And a little beard, too.
Beard. And,
you should have seen that mess the other night trying to clip those things. Trying to trim. Oh, my God. What a disaster.
Well, that's a perfect segue because what I was going to say is tomorrow's photo day. So you got to, you know, you got to bring it, you know, look nice.
It's only going to be 86, too. Not going to be in the 90s.
You don't even need a second shirt.
I'm going to bring a change of clothes.
You don't even need it. 86.
Do you sweat?
What?
Do you sweat?
Like a pig.
As are I do, too.
Well, you sweat like, anyway, yeah. But now it's like tenfold.
Yeah,
like,
but you have your new fan. Which,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, what
a little disappointed.
What were your thoughts when Marsh thought that ball was foul?
They kept, like Scott said, man, they keep pointing down in the corner. I was like, what could they, they're
I don't know what he was thinking.
At?
It wasn't even close to being.
No. Even after it hit his glove, it stayed fair.
It never went foul.
Yeah. Yeah, that was odd. And the fact that they challenged it was certainly odd.
Very odd to me.
After 2 minutes. I thought they only had 10 seconds. That thing took an hour.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what that was. It was unfolding. I can't think of anything that. Reasons why that would have been the case, or
I mean, the only reason to challenge it, I guess, at that point is because you feel like it's, you know, near the end of the game, and why not? But it wasn't even close.
That was borderline a Gabe Kapler time delay that he used to have. Where in the hell did that go?
John is still working on the.
You want to try some chips? See if you can.
Would you like a? You have a drink over here.
Oh, I do.
A nice cold beverage.
But then you're gonna have to reach down in your throat to try and get it. What if it doesn't go all the way down?
Did you have this problem when you were on television, or is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't stick my fingers in my mouth to try to get it, but we're on radio. No one can see. But thanks for bringing it up, you jackasses.
Yeah, we'll describe it in great detail. I think it's the index finger and the middle finger that he's using. And
I tried to thumb that one out. It didn't quite.
So you're looking forward to photo
Mary
day?
Glasses, your glasses. Don't break them. What?
Photo day?
I love it. It's my favorite day.
No, it's not.
I really love the fact that they do it in August because April would make too much sense with the, you know, nicer weather, a little cooler. I don't know, Murph. That's just me, though. But
I'm telling you, 86, it's going to feel balmy out there. It's going to feel perfect. You're going to enjoy it. You don't even need that second shirt.
Are you going out there?
Yeah.
You're walking around, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Why wouldn't he?
The problem is, if you have to walk all the way around, it's going to take me like to the sixth inning to get back to the booth.
Maybe we could
go right to the post game show.
We could get a cart or something.
You are definitely very popular, and I know people want to talk to you and stop you. And
so should I tell them no?
No, you do. John.
Why don't I walk around with you, Scott, and then you can tell him no.
No.
Hey,
although
can you sign
could be
this?
The you know, I mean,
can
I've
you
been,
take a selfie? That's when you go no.
I have been.
They threw a hat up here. I feel bad because they wanted to sign it, but they just made a pitching change, and we were actually come back, and I'm like, we got a game, and actually it was on the air when I said that, and threw it up and knocked my water over. And so I kind of threw the hat back. And I don't know who it was, but I was looking for him to see if maybe, like, in between innings, because I felt bad. I wanted to sign him for him, but.
Well, you got one chance, Larry, and you screwed up.
Yeah, I did.
Well, if that fan goes to photo day tomorrow, hopefully they'll find you.
They'll probably throw water on me.
No.
That'll feel good. Well, it's going to be really hot.
You, like,
better hope the security's good down there after what you did to that poor fellow. You never know.
What about you, Scott? You looking forward to it?
Yes, indeed. I have for years enjoyed walking the field with Larry and people thinking I'm just Larry's handler.
Hey, who's the guy with Larry?
Yeah, who's that guy with Larry? In fact, it actually works better if I don't walk with Larry. If I walk with somebody else, like if I were to walk the field with, say, Ruben.
Right.
Right? Most of the players walk the field with somebody from the front office. Mm-hmm. There's somebody there just to kind of help move things along and make sure they get to the right place at the right time. And for years, I've been mistaken for one of those people, which is very
It makes it a little easier for you.
It just makes it quicker.
Well, then why don't you walk with John?
Because John's too slow. I got stuff to do.
Prep that, work.
John. Yeah, big league prep.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, you don't.
I do some. I do
you
it at
do
home.
Do. You do
I,
do.
No, I do yes. it at home.
No,
study
I
study at
you
home.
You don't do it at the park, though.
Well, no, because I'm engaging to people, fans.
No, that's,
I go out,
there's
the,
no doubt
I go
about
out
it.
In
that's
a
true.
Hall of Fame section and talk to folks and go down.
You were down
the
today?
Media elevator
yeah,
talking to folks.
So were you, Larry?
I was.
You
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I went down. I saw Westy.
Yeah. Oh, is that who you were saying? Okay. All right.
Not Wasteday. Westy.
Oh.
He works with tubes.
If I have to watch John scrape,
just get me an emery board.
This is the worst roundtable we've ever done.
It's hard after a loss like that, don't you think? You know, you could bring a topic or two. Larry, what'd you do on your 10-day vacation?
Radiation.
Keep bringing the room a little further down. And by down, I mean... Yes.
We have reached the depths of hell. Let's see if we can bounce back.
That was like one of those questions an attorney, if you don't know the answer to the question, don't ask it. Yes. That one's on me. Oh, man. How about those Atlanta Braves? How about the juggernaut that are the Atlanta Braves? Did you see their score?
They're unbelievable.
8-0.
Yeah.
I saw Tucker Barnhart pitch.
Guys with 70 or more, four guys with 70 or more RBIs. Olsen has 91.
Something like that.
He's got like 62
home.
That's
why it's really going to hurt for them when they lose in the playoffs.
That's right. I like your attitude, it's really Scott.
So we could just retire the MVP for both leagues, right?
Yeah.
Acuna.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, it's over.
Well, I'll tell you what. And Freddie Freeman is making a case out there in L.A. You look at his numbers.
Phenomenal.
He is getting pretty close to Acuna numbers.
He's over Acuna in OPS.
Yeah. Yeah. I
oh,
mean,
well, there
does
we
he
go.
Have 50 stolen bases,
whatever that
too?
Means.
Well, I got into this one day up at ESPN with Peter Gammons. Peter Gammons thought OPS was the greatest. Remember the year Ichiro had like 170-something hits? Or 170-something, 270-something hits? And I said, I bet Ichiro wasn't even in top 30 OPS. Oh, no, he had to be top 5. We looked up, he's like 31st that year in OPS. Because he hit like 170-something singles.
Yeah.
But you tell me he wasn't valuable? Give me a break. I hate that damn stat.
You didn't take a swing at Peter Gammons,
no,
did you?
I love Peter, but I didn't like him that day. I think that's a worthless and run differential is the stupidest thing ever.
It tells you nothing.
No. So Phillies have scored 25 runs tomorrow, and they're still 1-1 in this series. What the hell's
the
difference?
Aren't we like near in the top half at least in hitting with runners in scoring position? Maybe the top 5. With hitting, with
well, I know that
positions.
I remember on the trip there was a note that we were since June 3rd.
We were
in the top. What our average with runners in scoring position was in the top 4, I think,
right.
in
I
baseball.
Think that's what it was.
Now our opportunities with runners in scoring position was not even in the top 10. I think it was 11th in baseball. So the average is high, but the number
not
of chances is not as high as some others, and then. A lot of times it's not necessarily just your average with men in scoring position. It's your slug with men in scoring position. How many times do you get a single that actually doesn't score somebody? I mean, that does happen. So a lot of times, you know, it's the two-base hit, and the home run, things like that with runners in scoring position that make the big difference because those are the ones that put up the real crooked numbers.
Yep.
You know.
Let me ask you three something. Tubes, you can join it.
That's 4 then.
So
he's working on the fly. Don't confuse him. Okay.
So I saw the lights flicker tonight.
Yes.
And I asked T-Mac. It was the ninth inning. Hoffman was pitching.
When they strike somebody out.
I didn't know that. The lights flickered. I thought, oh, boy, and what's happening to the stadium?
And they put K's in the lights.
I didn't know that. Have they done that all year? T-Mac said they have.
It's 110th game?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there?
Yep.
But not that many home games.
Yeah, that's right. Only probably
only like 50
home
games. Did you know that?
Of course.
He had no idea.
He's got his finger on the pulse.
He hasn't seen
it. Yeah, he's got his finger somewhere.
Well, on that note. Well,
but you look, that big thing right there, you probably can't see that light
that
up there.
That big thing? Folks on radio definitely can.
Yeah, I mean, that so big bell? Harder.
What is that thing?
The big bell?
No, that
the
speaker
bank,
thing right
the
there.
The bank of light.
That's a speaker.
Oh, that speaker.
Right here?
Outside our window.
Yeah.
Oh,
right here.
That's
done.
A speaker.
Or this thing.
Uh-oh, he's walking out again. This is becoming a trend.
Tubes, it's been a pleasure working with you. You John, three, not so much.
I
so
really
much.
Hope you get that hair off your tongue.
Actually, at this point, I hope you don't.
You know what? Hey, here's what you do. Tomorrow,
it couldn't have come from T-Mac.
Tomorrow morning.
Well, that's a good point.
Tomorrow morning when you wake up and you start shaving, just give one swipe down your tongue.
God.
That's a good idea.
Don't do that at home, folks.
Don't try this at home, but Crockett
can
try
it. Crockett can try it. Yeah.
He's got a hair on his tongue.
I'll come in tomorrow with a tourniquet on my damn tongue.
It'll make for some great television, just like great radio tonight here on the Friday Night Roundtable. John Kruk, Larry Anderson, Scott Fransky, thank you very much. Not the worst we've ever done, I don't think. We've done much worse than
that. Oh, yeah.
I'm certain
baseball.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah, we got another Friday.
Yeah, we'll have another Friday at some point. But on this particular Friday, we'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. We're going to still hear from the manager, Rob Thompson, and a little bit more here on Phillies Playback. So stay with us on the Phillies Radio Network.